When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie, ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. A great night tonight of special interviews with Vernon Mahubal and then open lines later on tonight. He's the founder and director of the Palmistry Institute in Los Angeles. In 1979, he began formal training in Vedic cosmology, resulting in numerous trips to India. And Vernon combines Western astrological palmistry with Chinese elemental hand analysis and continues to explore new research. Vernon, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, George, for inviting me on again.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you again at our Beyond Belief taping in Denver this month. Their producers are all excited about your trip.
Well, thank you. I look forward to meeting you and doing that.
What, by the way, is Chinese elemental hand analysis?
It's a very, very old system. It's about 3,000 years old or more. That's what we can calculate. And Chinese astrology or palmistry was based on the elements, earth, water, fire, and air, rather than just the planets, Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars like that. So their system it has a different flavor to it, but it definitely combines with Western and Vedic astrology, and it's a beautiful system.
How did you get involved with palmistry? How did that start for you?
George, when I was in the 11th grade, I actually found a book on palmistry in my school library. And it kind of got me hooked. And all my friends thought I was crazy when I would say, hey, let me look at your hands. And then a few years after that, I met my palmistry teacher in New York City, and I stayed with him for like 5 or 6 years, and he taught me so much.
I would bet all of us have probably looked at our hands and looked at our palms, trying to figure out, what do all these lines mean? Are they all different? Are our fingerprints all different? And it's really perplexing, but it's fascinating, isn't it?
George, you know, people say sometimes life doesn't come with instructions, but palmists don't believe that. Those instructions are on our hands, our individual instructions for our destiny and our life purpose. It's all on our hands. So, yeah, and people do feel instinctively that the lines and the configurations on the hand have something to do with their life purpose. People do feel that way.
Interesting. And are they all different?
Every hand is different. Even our left hand is completely different than the right hand.
Really?
Well, God makes us in individuals, and that individuality comes out through the palms. And the right hand expresses how we deal with the world, and the left hand expresses who we are inside, you know, the subconsciousness and the consciousness. And every single palm, it's just like a leaf. Every palm is different.
You mean with 7 billion people, we all have different hand palms?
It's because we're all individuals. And we deal with the world differently. We have our own destiny. We have our own individuality. And we have our own ways of approaching life. So, yeah, that's all reflected on the hands. The soul within the inner core of the heart is actually broadcasting, if you will, these lines and configurations on the hand. So it's really a computer printout, like a soul printout of our life purpose.
Vernon, would you say that you're a palm reader who is psychic, or a psychic who is a palm reader?
I love that. I came to it as a skeptic, and for the first 10 years of learning palmistry, I simply wanted to learn the astrological aspects. You know, Venus in the second house, conjunct with Mercury crashing into Mars. I wanted to learn all that because there was so much in New York that I saw the more, you know, fraudulent, if you will, palmists, you know, the psychic readers.
Right.
So I wanted to come to it from a more scientific background. And then over time, you know, someone like me, anyone who's tends to be more logical and analytical, will become psychic or intuitive looking at the hands, because palmistry is a metaphysical tool. And you can't look at hands for very long before they start revealing the subtle aspects. So it's a great question, because I came to it as just wanting to learn the astrological aspects. And then as I continue to read hands, my intuitive energies grew. And then with that, you can give a great reading just looking at the astrology of the hands. But if you're adding your intuition and your psychic aspects, you can read around the planets, so to speak, and make the reading very deep. Very deep.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Vernon Mahubal with us. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and it's called palmistryinstitute.com. We're going to take calls with him next hour. He will do readings, and if he has to, he's going to ask you about your palm to give him a little bit more information. But generally, all he needs from you is just a question. Is that right, Vernon?
Yes, I just want people to give me their name and a very specific question.
All right, super. And after the break here, we're going to talk about some predictions for the future, which is fantastic. What would you say your accuracy hit rate is?
well,
I'm putting
like
you on the spot, right?
I would like to say 100%. I mean, I really feel it's a very big responsibility to do the work I'm doing. So I always want to be as accurate as I possibly can. And if there are in the things that I can't see, I won't say them. But palmistry is a very accurate metaphysical science of astrology. So you can be extremely, extremely accurate with your pronouncements. But I try to do the best I can.
Will you give somebody bad news if you see it?
You have to. In fact,
good for
that's
you.
What clients
good
expect.
For you. Clients don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah, clients will say that. And, you know, George, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Even if someone, for instance, is in the wrong job or the wrong career, the hand will always explain what career to get into. So you might say, hey, you're wasting your time in this particular job, but here's a better career, and this career will make you successful and fulfilled. So whenever you see something, you know, bad in the hands, there's always something higher to look towards. And, you know, the interesting thing, George, is that when people say, well, people will ask me a lot, like at a party, and they'll say, do you tell people, like you just said, if you see something bad in a person's hand, do you tell them? And what I see is actually bad is if a person is with the wrong relationship, they're in the wrong career, they're living in the wrong place. That's what I see as bad.
Years ago, I was at a restaurant and some lady grabbed my palm and looked at it and she said, oh, you're a pencil pusher. I said, well, what do you mean a pencil? She says, you don't do hard labor, do you? And I went, well, no, not really. I mean, I'll cut the grass or something like that. But apparently you can tell by the hand what people sometimes do for a living, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the beauty of hand analysis. The hand is an amazing tool for specifically letting a person know what career they should get into, you can even tell. For instance, if you see an artist, like a painter, you can even tell from the hand should they work with acrylics or oils. You can get that from the astrology of the hand,
amazing.
And you can get that from your own intuitive energies. So you can be extremely specific, but it is true. People, for instance, who have kind of squarish hands, they're going to be people who like to be outdoors and coach a football team and drive a truck, and people with long, thin hands are going to be people who are more acclimated to poetry or writing or that type of thing.
Where does the palm begin or end compared to the fingers? Like right at the base of the finger, does the palm start right under that?
Yes. If you look at your middle finger, there's at the very bottom of where the middle finger ends and where the palm starts. That's where I count it as, hey, that's the palm.
That's the palm.
Yeah, and it goes all the way down to where you see these kind of reedy type of lines at the end of where you see the connection of the arm and the hand.
Interesting.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.